Brett Mack, it's time for part two of the vagaries of the English language.
I don't mind this list.
For those who missed it at 6:30, I'll give you one of the vagaries of the English language that you did miss so that you can catch up on how the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't a fireman called a waterman?
Very good question.
I mean, the fireman's not going to come out and light extra fires, is he?
You would hope not.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to douse said fire with water.
Yes.
So he should be a waterman. There you go. The vagaries of the English language, part two, out of PT's library. And this hour we've got this one, Brett Mack. Mm. Why do doctors practice medicine? Are they having to practice at the cost of their patients?
You've been practicing on this show for years.
Yeah, it took me a while to get that in order, let me tell you. Why is it called rush hour when traffic moves at its slowest at that particular time?
Good point.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that'll be what all the Melbourneites are asking themselves right now as they're stuck on the Western Freeway and other parts. Why do we put cups in the dishwasher and the dishes in the cupboard?
This is getting deep, isn't it?
Very deep. Very, very deep indeed. Why are goods sent by a ship called cargo? And those sent by truck, shipment.
Stop it.
I've only got one to go.
Oh,
isn't it a brilliant book?
It's not a bad book. One of your better ones.
I'm going to have to find some more of these.
Yeah.
And here we go, the last vagary of the English language. Why do noses run and feet smell? That's what I want to know, Brett Mack. First world problems right there. Why do noses run and feet smell?
Don't know. Can't help you with that one.
Why can't noses smell and feet run? That's just dumbed my head in. I've got a little mini headache.
Yeah, everyone's just got up and now they need a little lie down already, thanks to you.